In this story, we follow a data analyst who turns his knack for numbers and love of sports into, what else, a profitable business. We're going to explore how he developed fantasy sports prediction algorithms that helped him reach his first $1,000 in earnings. Now, this guy is not just betting on fantasy sports and winning. His specific business is he's helping other fantasy sports players to kind of improve their lineups and learn a little bit along the way. He'll talk about how he does it. His name is Zane. We always like to hear how somebody made their first $1,000 from a new project. That's what we do in this segment. So Zane's going to share it with us, the origin story, some of the things that happened along the way, perhaps a lesson for somebody else out there as well. And hopefully that'll be helpful and inspiring to somebody. That's the whole goal of the podcast, coming to you every day. Let's hand the mic to Zane. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I've always been a numbers guy with a passion for sports. As a 28-year-old data analyst from Minneapolis, I found a way to turn fantasy football into real profits. It started in my company's fantasy football league. Year after year, I found myself near the top of the standings. My colleagues joked that I had a crystal ball, but the truth was far less magical and more mathematical. I've been using my data analysis skills to create algorithms that predicted player performance. These weren't just based on past stats, but factored in variables like weather conditions, player injuries, and even social media sentiment. It was a hobby that combined my love for coding, statistics, and football. Of course, I wasn't perfect, or else I'd be rich from sports betting, but still, I was pretty good. The turning point came when our league commissioner Jake pulled me aside after I won for the third year straight. "Man, you've got to tell me your secret," he said. "I've got a big money league coming up, and I could use an edge." That's when it hit me. Even though I wasn't a true wizard, my hobby could be valuable to others. I offered to create a customized algorithm for Jake's draft picks and weekly lineups in exchange for 15% of any winnings. He agreed, and a few months later, I had my first $300 as Jake took second place in his league. Before I knew it, I had friends of friends reaching out for help. I set up a simple website, Gridiron Graphs, offering my services. I kept my prices low, $50 for draft help and $10 for weekly lineup optimization, plus 10% of winnings for full season management. The challenge was convincing people that this wasn't cheating. I made it clear that my algorithms simply processed publicly available data more efficiently than the average person could. It was like a very knowledgeable friend giving advice. I also made it clear that sometimes I'd be wrong. My biggest hurdle was keeping the algorithms up to date. Football is dynamic, with player values changing weekly based on performances, injuries, and trades. I set up automated data feeds and spent my evenings tweaking the code to account for the latest NFL developments. The breakthrough came when one of my clients won a high-stakes online league with a $5,000 prize. My cut was $500, pushing me well over the $1,000 mark for the season. That win also led to a flood of new clients through word of mouth. Balancing the side hustle with my day job wasn't easy. There were many late nights during football season, especially on weekends, when I'd be up at odd hours adjusting lineups before games. But seeing the appreciation from clients who were winning their leagues for the first time made it all worthwhile. As the season wrapped up, I'd earned just over $3,500. More importantly, I had proven there was a real market for my skills. I'm now working on expanding into fantasy basketball and baseball, and I'm exploring partnerships with sports betting analysts to refine my algorithms further. This experience taught me that success often lies at the intersection of your skills and your passions. By combining my data experience with my love for football, I found a great way to monetize both.
All right, Zane, I really appreciate you sharing the story of first $1,000, your first $1,000. Of course, when we talk about gaming, any sort of betting, I think it's good to just emphasize only bet what you can afford to lose. And I do think fantasy sports can be fun because often it's much more about the fun and doing something together with people, building a community, or connecting with people who are also betting. But just to kind of note that, and in fact, you know, the reason why his business model is successful is he's not just dependent on his own success at interpreting the algorithms and being the best possible fantasy sports bettor. And that is a much more sustainable model than just becoming good at betting, right? Because there's always other people who are also good. Okay, that's all for now. I hope you're doing okay during the holidays. Always lots of stuff in the mix. And of course, a new year is right around the corner. Thank you for being part of our community. This was episode 2914. New episode comes out tomorrow, always free, wherever you choose to listen. All right, my name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project. From the Onward Project.